Very good evening to you, and a great night for Bury AFC's women's side, winning by 4-0. 2 goals from Emily Owens and a goal each from Emma Mackey and Murren Aldred. 100% record in the league so far this season, and I've got Bury captain Rachel Henry alongside me. Rachel, I bet it couldn't have gone any better tonight.
No, I mean, them 2 goals at the end, I think we definitely deserved. We dominated in possession, especially in that second half. That's what we wanted to do. We wanted to make sure that we were clinical when we did have hold of the ball, because, you know, our message at half time from Jake was to press, win the ball back, but then do something with it. And I think, you know, we deserved the 4 goals when it came down to it. But, yeah, a massive improvement, I think, from and put some stuff into place that we kind of needed to from Sunday's game.
Obviously, Sunday's game, the first game in the North West League for Bury AFC. How have you and the girls found the opening 2 games?
We've like I said, we have to be clinical. You know, it's not going to be a case where we might be winning games 10-0 like we were last season, and goals can go ahead of us. So we do need to be tight. You know, it is a step up, but I do think we've been aware of that. We've got a competitive squad, and we've strengthened that squad throughout pre-season. There's competition for places, and I think it's been a real credit to everyone. They've really stepped up throughout pre-season. We're just putting that into place now.
Definitely, and obviously we've got to give a word to your centre midfield partner, Emily Owens. 2 great free kicks tonight, and now top scorer from obviously picking up that goal on Sunday as well. I bet she's buzzing in there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we in there. She doesn't just battle and win the ball back. She is quality when she does win that ball back. Them strikes tonight were just unbelievable. But yeah, it rewarded the work that the girls were doing around her. But you know, when she gets hold of the ball, I'm hoping opposition should be scared of it, really.
And Mackie and Moz also getting on the score sheet tonight, and 2 decent goals from them.
Yeah, I think Mackie and Moz on both them wide areas, they won the ball back for us. You know, we do press, and Mackie in particular on that side, you know, she'd won a lot of ball back. You know, Moz here to finish it off, you know, probably deserved the 4 goals tonight.
And just finally, obviously, a new goalkeeper in the group, Izzy Coulson, only 16, and she seemed like she had a good game tonight.
Yeah, do you know what? Over the past couple of weeks, she's really she's grown in confidence massively. She's controlled the ball at the back for us. It's allowed us and give us confidence just to use that ball back if we need to, and you know, and just be confident on the ball instead of just kind of being wasteful with it. She's controlled the game for us at the back as well. The way she just goes down on the ball, you know, helps us manage the game and see the game out.
And on to Sunday, what are you going to be looking to work on ahead of that one?
Just continuing to win that ball back and putting the pressure on. We have to, you know, we can't let cheap goals go against us. You know, the clean sheet tonight has got to be a massive confidence boost for us going into that game. We know it's going to be a bigger test on Sunday. You know, we'll obviously debrief tonight's game, and you know, and there's still things we'll have to fine tune. We'll watch the video, and I'm sure we'll be out fighting again on Sunday against Chester.
Definitely. Rachel, many thanks for your time this evening. A great evening here for the Bury AFC women's side. Aaron, as darkness descends here on Unsworth Cricket Club.